The New York Stock Exchange is the world's biggest and most powerful equities market. The value of the hundreds of companies listed on the exchange exceeds $10 trillion. The exchange is owned by its members, who pay up to $2 million to purchase a seat. Mr. Grasso had been its chairman since 1995. A self-proclaimed spokesman for global capitalism, Mr. Grasso won acclaim for getting the exchange back into operation only 6 days after the terrorist attacks on the nearby World Trade Center 2 years ago. A college dropout who grew up in a working-class New York neighborhood, Mr. Grasso spent 36 of his 57 years at the exchange. Following disclosure last month of Mr. Grasso's pay package, major investors like the State of California Pension Fund began challenging the apparent conflict of interest in having Mr. Grasso's compensation determined by the very companies that he was supposed to be regulating. Bill Seidman, a former government financial regulator, now a television commentator, says following accounting scandals that brought two leading companies, Enron and WorldCom, into bankruptcy, the stock exchange needs to make its operations transparent.
Well, they've got to go to the kinds of rules that corporate America is going to with respect to independence. And I think in addition, they're going to have to separate the regulatory part of their structure the way NASDAQ has. Self-governance has just not worked for accountants or other people, and I think the New York Stock Exchange is going to have to do the same thing.
Mr. Grasso often described his work as two-thirds administrative and one-third regulatory. Muriel Siebert, a member of the exchange, agrees that it does not make sense for the companies that are being regulated to determine the pay of the regulator.
And in my opinion, it's very hard when your compensation is determined by industry people and you're sending examiners in there to examine their books or their records or their practices.
William Seidman applauds Mr. Grasso's departure and says it's a further move to improve the ethics of American companies.
Well, it's one more step in cleaning up the problems that we got into in the 90s. Don't forget, Grasso didn't do anything that he didn't learn from corporate America.
The exchange has appointed an interim chief executive and opened a search for a new chairman. Floor traders and executives of the blue chip companies traded on Wall Street hope that permanent damage has not been done and that the exchange will win back the respect of the investing public. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.